And good afternoon, everybody. It's Monday, February 21st. I think it's President's Day. I think that's the holiday that's today. I'm not entirely sure. But today has been a very nice, very lazy day. Apparently, it is gorgeous outside. I have not been outside yet. In fact, I think I just took a shower about an hour ago. It's about 3:15 here. So it's been a really, really nice day. I've been trying to hash out the music that we'll be playing at our wedding ceremony. We finally managed to find all our songs, but I am having consistent trouble actually getting in touch with our organist. When we had gotten engaged last July, I got the number of the organist that the church uses. And I called her and was able to talk to her, and she said that she would email me some suggestions that some brides have historically used, that she would email them to me, and then I never heard from her again. So finally, about 8 months later, and I'm not exaggerating, I think I finally only called her about a month ago. I finally called her and said, hello, you may or may not remember me, but I never heard from you, and I'd like to kind of get the ball rolling. The very next day, I got an email from her. So it's been about 2.5 weeks or so since I got her email, and I left a voicemail asking her to call me back, and I also sent her an email. Apparently, this woman does not actually have email at home. She has to go to the library to get her email. So I'm going to give her a couple of days, and if I don't hear from her again, I'll give her another call. There's kind of an issue. My cousin is a violinist, and she's kind of doing double duty at the wedding. She's going to be a bridesmaid, but she has also agreed very kindly to play a piece for us at the wedding. And the piece I like is Simple Gifts, which is a Shaker song. And the priest, apparently, however, is quite conservative and doesn't necessarily like non-Christian or non-Catholic Christian music played at the wedding, so he only likes Catholic Christian music played at the ceremonies. So Ave Maria would be fine from what I can gather, but I've been trying to reach this organist now so I can tell my cousin which piece she should learn, and she's being really great about it, really kind of relaxed and flexible. So finally emailed my cousin today and said, why don't you just learn the Ave Maria? It'll be easier this way. The other big thing I'm kind of working on is, even though I had picked up my wedding gown last Thursday, a friend of Ed's had said that when she got married, like 10 years ago, after she had worn her wedding gown during the ceremony and everything else, and then she got changed into a simple white dress or something along those lines for the ceremony because the wedding gown is heavy, and you get hot and it's cumbersome. And I thought this is a really good idea. So I actually bought just a very simple white dress with, has a jacket with short sleeves, and I've decided to eliminate the shoe problem. I had kind of wanted to wear some funky shoes, kind of in rebellion, but I decided I'm just going to wear a pair of like simple white sandals. I'm not doing any shopping in the wedding shoe section because if you look in the wedding shoe section, there are all these ridiculous, completely impractical, very high heels that just look insanely uncomfortable and which never have my size anyway because I have really big clown feet. So I've been looking around and I found a couple possibilities. So it's not going to be a big issue, I think, finding just a simple pair of white sandals to wear. And of course, then the other thing is I have to figure out wedding jewelry. I don't think I'm going to be wearing a necklace with my wedding gown. My wedding gown kind of goes right up to the neck. And I don't think I need anything actually. It's a little bit elaborate near the neckline, so I think having jewelry would just be unhelpful, just wouldn't look good. But if I change into this white dress for the reception at some point, I would like to have something simple to wear. So I've been looking on Etsy, etsy.com, which is a really nice, handmade site. Everything is handmade. They have some really nice stuff. I found a really nice pair of blue crystal earrings that I think I'm going to get, but there's also a matching necklace. So I'm thinking that I might get that, but I I want to be kind of in touch with the seller and find out if it can be made longer. Or maybe not. Maybe I'll find something else. So there's kind of all these, stupid little niggly decisions I have to make, and they're not really a big deal at this point. So that's what's going on here. Hope you're all having a good Monday. See ya.